Okay. Proverbs chapter 10. We'll do 10 through 14 here. And let's ask God's blessing on his word. Father, we seek you for wisdom. And your word tells us in the book of James that if any lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not. Well, we lack wisdom, truth is, and you've given us a book to instruct us, to show us wisdom. And we pray that you would use our time. We might grow in wisdom and knowledge and fear of you and in the things that you want us to grow in. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs chapter 10. Now, this section here, like the Proverbs that we've looked at before, they're a little bit more, have a little bit more construction, adhesion. These almost like little, like bullet items or something, you know, talking points, if as it were. It's not like, it doesn't hold together like a paragraph, this whole section, but I don't know, I like it this way. It's almost like a salada tea bag or a fortune cookies or something, except without the fortune. I read in a fortune cookie, it said, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. That comes right out of Proverbs. And it didn't say a merry heart does good like medicine. It says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. They took it right out of the King James Bible. I thought, them pirates, wow, how did they do that? But they did it. And there's no copyright on the King James Bible, or you can quote it, and you know, nobody's going to sue you. So, and it's good when you do. So, it's God's word, and God won't sue you. So, go ahead and feel free to share it. I guess that's what I'm after there. Okay, Proverbs chapter 10. Let's jump right in. The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise man maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. And I always think it's interesting, because it could say a wise son maketh a glad mother, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his father. It's equally true. But it always gives you the positive to is ascribed to the male and the negative to the, like a wise son maketh a glad father. A foolish son, negative, is the heaviness, negative, of his mother. And it usually goes like that. You say, that's kind of a little bit sexist. Well, take it up with Solomon. I don't think it's sexist so much. It's just that it's a more of a paternal culture. It's just the way it was in that day. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death. And a lot of these, I won't stop every time and comment. I'll just read them because they're, what can you say? Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death. I mean, it's pretty straightforward, right? The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. You see how I'm saying too, it's not a paragraph, it's like one verse, one and done kind of is the idea. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. He that winketh with the eye causeth sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. Again, that harks back to verse 8, a prating fool shall fall. He that winketh with his eye causeth sorrow. What does that mean? I'm not exactly sure. You know, it talks about him who winks with his eye, signals with his hands. It's some sort of deviousness, and it's not straightforwardness. It's like, you know, some sort of undercurrent. But I'm not exactly sure what that means. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. Oh, I'm sorry, I said that already. Verse 11. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. You know, we see in the New Testament, in the book of 1 John, love covers a multitude of sins. Well, here it's the same. Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life. The fruit of the wicked to sin. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuseth reproof erreth. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. It's got a lot to say about slander and gossip and, you know, things of this word. You can take each one of these and put them in a category, and you'll find that there's only a limited amount of categories. I don't know how many. And a lot of them tend to different categories, and like slander and is definitely a category. In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. Say, what are you doing then? You get a multitude of words all the time. Yeah, teaching is like that. But the chances of going awry are multitudinous as well. But we're just like in conversation. I don't have to be the speaker all the time. I can just sit and I can listen. I don't have to always add my two cents. I think that's one of the things he's talking about. In the multitudes of words they wanteth not sin. Why? The heart is desperately wicked. It's deceitful above all else. I think that's definitely the problem. The tongue of the just is as choice silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh the rich, but he hath no sorrow with it. It is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. The thing that the wicked is fearing happens, but the righteous thing he wants happens to him just as well. Why is that? Because there's a God and he's just. As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation. As vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that sent him. Now some of these are just colorful. You just gotta laugh. Vinegar to the teeth, what's that? An irritant, right? Smoke to the eyes, what's that? It's an irritant. So is a sluggard to them that send him. You send a lazy guy out on an errand that never gets accomplished, and he just, and so irritating, isn't it? The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom, but the froward tongue shall be cut out. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness. Okay, we got a good headwind going here. Let's tailwind, I should say. So let's keep going. We're in chapter 11 now. A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. We see that, you know, all through scripture, weights and balances. And of course, God wants justice. You know, if you sell somebody a pound of something, you know, it should be a pound, you know, whatever. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perversion of transgressors shall destroy them. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. The day of wrath, like, you know, think about like the time of Jacob's trouble, the tribulation period, the day of wrath, okay, however you want to call that. I don't care how wealthy you are. It's not about that. You're still going to get yours. But righteousness delivereth from death. God knows who's guilty. He knows who's innocent. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his ways, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright shall deliver them, but transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness. You get like King James there. When a wicked man dieth, his expectation shall perish, and the hope of unjust men perisheth. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. An hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. When it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth, and when the wicked perish, there is shouting. Oh, would to God, would to God, would to God. It's his word. I read it, though. From my lips to your ears, Lord. This week, our Maine State Legislature, in their infinite wisdom, passed LD 1619. Abortion for any reason through all 9 months of pregnancy. It's never been the law in the state before. And our beloved governess submitted the bill, and what can be said? Exceedingly wicked, evil, unrighteous legislature passed it. What can be said, you know, when it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth, and when the wicked perish, there is shouting. I don't want anyone to perish, especially not infants, but if you don't know how to vote right, I hope you perish from government. I hope your seat is taken by somebody who's more righteous than you are. Absolutely, abysmally wicked. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. Again, he that is void of wisdom despiseth his neighbor, but a man of understanding holdeth his peace. A talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. Again, talebearer, that's just like slander or a gossip. But he that is faithful, of a faithful spirit, concealeth the matter. That's back to love covering a multitude of sins, right? Okay, verse 14, where no counsel is, the people fall. I'm sorry, the people fail. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. He that is surety for a stranger shall smart for it. He that hateth suretyship is sure. We'll play on words there. Surety is like a guarantor, someone who co-signs a loan. A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. Kind of the Bible's way of saying what goes around comes around. The Bible says that a lot of different ways, using a lot of different language. You know, you reap what you sow, you reap the wind, you sow the whirlwind. You sow the wind, you reap the whirlwind. And it's, you know, it goes around like that all the time. Merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. The wicked worketh deceitful work, but him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. They that are of a froward heart are abomination to the Lord, but such as are upright in their way are his delight. Froward again meaning perverse. Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Let's visit here for a second. I think a lot of times, especially in America, people have a tendency to think if they're in the majority, they're correct. No, though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not go unpunished. I don't care if you're 99%. I don't care if you own all the media. I don't care if you're screaming into this echo chamber about your righteousness as you think that it's okay for 8-year-olds to decide what gender they're going to be. And then when they're in their early teens, they're mutilated surgically or fed drugs that are never recovered from. I don't care how many people you get to applaud your righteousness, though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished. God does not, he's not a Democrat, he's not a Republican. He doesn't care what 51% of the people say. When 51% of the people say that something's wrong, that something is wrong that's right or right that's wrong, it doesn't change the category. God's not swayed by the majority. Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. So I think, like, you know, we just entered into a place of judgment from LD 16:19. Will I be delivered? Will the Church of Jesus Christ be delivered? God doesn't slather. He slathers blessing. He gets it. He's sloppy with blessing. He gets it on everybody. Not so with punishment. And by the way, if you're one of those legislators, I would just say repent, and repent as soon as you possibly can. But if you find yourself at odds with any of God's word, the way back is always repentance. Change your heart, change your mind. Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. And it's no better than the King James Bible and stuff like that. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout. Can you imagine such a thing? Well, you can imagine such a thing. Hollywood, anybody? Well, you don't have to go to Hollywood. You just have to see, like, there's a lot of pretty women. A fair woman is someone who's beautiful. But if she doesn't have discretion, if she's not modest, It's like a jewel of gold in the nose of a pig. What colorful language. And it's also funny. We were raising money to go to Haiti, and I was selling proverb cookies. We had cookies, and I put a little slip of paper in them, and it was a proverb. And this is the one I put in a lot of them. Not because I felt like the church was a bunch of fair women without discretion. As a matter of fact, Calvary Chapel, you're talking about modesty is the prevailing culture. You know, I'm not saying everyone, every time. They don't have like a dress code. I think in my church, the women are notably beautiful. It's just, it's always been just like a thing. But modesty is also a thing, okay? It's not, but we don't have somebody at the door, you know. The neckline has to be to here, the hemline has to be down. We don't have anything like that. So we have people come and visit and stuff, and they're not always know what the dress code is, because there isn't a dress code per se. And, you know, they'll figure it out, though. I don't really, but I think a lot of women run around and half-dressed, and they're advertising. And the man that they're trying to attract, if he's attracted to someone who dresses like a bimbo, I don't think they're going to get what they, well, I don't know, but it's not a good thing. And I always wonder about the man who lets his, or even the woman who lets her daughter, you know, go to the house looking like a prostitute or something. It's not a good thing. Oh, Adam, you're just old-fashioned. No, some things are right and some things are wrong. Verse 23, the desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. Being generous, you scatter, right? But yet there's increase. Why is that? Because God blesses. That's why. And there is that withholdeth more than is meat. Does he end up with more? No, it tendeth to poverty. I wish everyone who is a giver in church would know that. It's not because I want money or want but the way to wealth and prosperity is through giving. And it is through just obeying God's word and believing God, and that's the way to prosperity and stuff. You say, well, Adam, you know, people who have no regard for God have sick money. Well, there's that too, but they'll leave it all behind. They'll perish, and they won't have sent any on ahead whatsoever. So it still tends to poverty in the grand scheme. The liberal soul shall be made fat. He that waters shall be watered also himself. It's saying the same thing. The liberal now, you know, there's people we call liberals who aren't liberal at all. Liberalism is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Not the government that they call liberalism isn't liberal. Yeah, they're liberal with my money. They're not liberal in the sense of being generous. And progressive. It's a wonderful thing to be progressive, to progress, to be, you know, forward thinking and not be a Luddite, to be, you know, how can we advance society in a good and a godly way? That's a good thing. But I think liberals and progressives aren't generally very liberal or very progressive. But the liberal, according to the Bible, liberal soul shall be made fat. He that watereth shall be watered also himself. It's kind of picking up with verse 24. He that scattereth, there is that scattereth and yet increaseth. Giving, not giving to get, but giving to be generous. And it comes back on you as you cast your bread on the waters, you'll find them after many days, kind of idea. And again, we can go all through scripture. It says this a lot of different ways. Jesus says, given shall be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall man heap into your bosom. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him. You get what you're looking for, right? He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind. The fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. Now, if you saw the movie Inherit the Wind, it's named after this verse. It's about the Scopes monkey trials. It's a good movie. I mean, it's really well acted and really well written, but it's got nothing to do with the Scopes monkey trial. If you think it has, it doesn't, and you'll be disappointed. Some people have gone back and read the transcript after seeing the movie. It's a horrible movie. It's not fact based at all, but it's well acted by a good cast, and it's called Inherit the Wind, and again, it's based on this verse: "He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind." Imagine having, you know, your inheritance. What did I get? The wind. It means you end up with bupkis, is the idea. The fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. He that winneth souls is wise. This is a recurring theme all through scriptures, winning souls. Having a desire to see people get saved and having your life set up to this end. It's something that we see a lot in scripture. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. Okay, chapter 12. Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. Brutish is, well, think of an ox as a brute, right? It means stupid. I don't know how else to say. I know it's not a pleasant word, but he that hateth reproof is stupid. I mean, I don't like anyone saying anything into my life except telling me how wonderful I am. Well, that's kind of stupid, right? But he that loveth instruction loveth knowledge. I have a board, and I tell them, if I have a bad idea and you guys all sign off on it, you haven't done me any favors at all. I don't want yes men in my life in general, my friends, my board, my church, my wife. I want people who will set me straight. Why? Because I need to be set straight. I don't always have the best motives, the best ideas, the best demeanor, deportment. What? In any part of my life, there's refinements, there's advances, there's places I can get to that I should get to. I can't really find them all by myself. If I could, I'd be a one-man show. Well, the scripture helps. The Spirit of God is there. But he set it up so that you have people in your life, people that you're accountable for, people that just care about us, that just love us and want to guide us in the right direction. When somebody says something and it's a reproof, generally it stings for a moment. Look past that. Don't get nerved up about, oh, you hurt my little feelings. Thank you. I know it's hard for you to step out and say what needs to be said, but I appreciate that. He that hateth reproof, he's stupid. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. Straightforward enough. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. A crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is a rottenness in his bones. I know this well, not the rottenness in his bones part, the crown part. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. I know this well. High stakes here with a wife when you get one, right? But she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. It's like all or nothing. It's kind of like I say, high stakes, right? The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. A man shall be commended according to his wisdom, but he that is of a perverse heart shall be despised. He that is despised and hath a servant is better than he that honoreth himself and lacketh bread. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. We were learning last week in 1 Corinthians, you don't muzzle the ox while he treads out the grain. And it means pay your pastor. But it also means don't muzzle the ox while he's treading out the grain. Why is that? A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast. You know, God wants you. If you have a cat, give him cat food. If you have hamsters, you know, feed them. I think sometimes, no, most times, people who have dogs are insane. Dog people are crazy. The only people crazier than dog people are cat people. People lose their mind over their pets. And, you know, I don't really have a scripture verse for that. Don't lose your mind over your pet. Don't make them believe that your pugs are your children, because they're not. I don't have a verse for that. But there's those who have animals and don't care for them. I don't think that's kind of like a thing in America. I think people care for them awful lot. We're seeing dogs ending up in supermarkets and restaurants and everywhere. And I think, like, you know, leave them in the car, leave the window cracked. Not everyone loves animals. Me, I like dogs. I like cats. I'm kind of tend towards a cat person, only because of our situation where we've lived and, you know, we've always worked and stuff. And it would be hard to just, you know, pen up a dog all day. That would be very cruel. We wouldn't be like that. Cats are very good on their own, on the other hand, you know. But you feed your animals. You take care of your animals. You take them to the vet. You make sure they have their shots. You just, if you're going to commit and you say, wow, those vet bills, they're really expensive. I know, it's an expensive thing to have a pet. So, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound, but it's all good. I'm thinking, you know, people should have pets. I think children should have pets, but pets should be taken care of, and I think this verse tells us that. He that tilleth the land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. The wicked desireth the net of evil men, but the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hand shall be rendered unto him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Again, that hearkening unto counsel is so important. Why? Because the way of the fool is right in his own eyes. We don't see the forest for the trees. Somebody giving us a different point of view is very helpful very often. The fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. That's just, some people speak and it's like they're cutting you up, but the tongue of the wise is health. So it's not, don't listen to everybody. Don't listen to CNN, for goodness sake. Oh my goodness. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Again, CNN, right? Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counsels of peace is joy. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. So CNN wouldn't fit into that category. And this, I shouldn't pick on CNN, there's others. All the major news outlets, ABC, CBS, NBC, you know, MSNBC, they're all equally evil. I think CNN is more out there, but even Fox, not for me, but You say, well, how do you get your news? Well, I read the Bible. I listen to talk radio every once in a while just to find out what's going on. But usually if I need to know about it, somebody's talking about it. And I have an app that tells me what the weather is, so I don't even need to turn on the TV. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. This shall no evil happen to the just. The wicked shall be filled with mischief. Lying lips are abomination, O Lord, but they deal truly at his delight. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Tribute meaning tax. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduceth them. The slothful man roasted not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. That makes me crazy that people go and hunt and shoot and don't take care of. I wouldn't kill an animal that I wasn't using for food or for whatever you are, getting of. You shoot a bear because you want a bearskin rug. I'm not against bearskin rugs. I don't own one. And I wouldn't own one. I just don't think it's a great look, but I'm not against them. But somebody would use that meat, you know what I mean? Even if it wasn't you. In the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death. Okay, let's jump into chapter 13. A wise man heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. A man shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressors shall eat violence. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Again, you reap what you sow, right? Righteous man hateth lying, but a wicked man is loathsome and cometh to shame. Righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way, but wickedness overthroweth the sinner. There is that maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. There is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches. Again, that's got to do with scattering and hoarding, you know what I mean? You give your wealth away, it'll come back to you. It's the way it works. It's the way God made it. It's non-intuitive. Much of Scripture is non-intuitive. You do what God says on faith, and it works out wonderfully. The ransom of a man's life are his riches, but the poor heareth not rebuke. The light of the righteous rejoiceth, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. Only by pride cometh contention, but the well-advised is wisdom. You see two people fighting, pride is involved. Only, always. It says, only by pride cometh contention, and it is so. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. The return of Jesus is called the blessed hope. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick. And put that all together in your thinking. Jesus can't show up soon enough to suit me, but that's a story for another time. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. The law of the wise is a foundation of life to depart from the snares of death. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. Life is hard, and when you sin, you make it harder. Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. A wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. The desire accomplishes is sweet to the soul, but it is abomination to fools to depart from evil. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Watch out who you hang with, right? Evil pursueth sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Much food is in the tillage of the poor, but there is that is destroyed for want of judgment. And he that spareth his rod hateth his son. He that loveth his son chasteneth him betimes. Betimes means early and often. He that spareth the rod hateth his son. By the way, think of the rod as everything in the toolbox that pertains to discipline. You want to discipline children. You don't want to punish children. And the rod, yeah, that's a legitimate tool at a certain time in a young person's life, especially on their well-pampered bottom, makes a lot of noise. It doesn't hurt that much. It mostly surprises, but it communicates displeasure in the activities they're involved with. I'm never ever suggesting anyone's punished. You know, I think that we use discipline to instruct, and a rod, again, is one of the tools in the arsenal. And I would never ever suggest any kind of beating or anything that has violence. The old saying, you know, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you. If that's not true, you're not doing it right. The righteous eateth to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall want. Okay, we've reached the 42-minute mark, so I'm not going to, we'll table chapter 14 till next time. So let's end there. Father, we pray that, you know, the things that you've spoken to our hearts about will resonate in our souls and make us the people that you want us to be, Lord. We want to be wise, and we want to be righteous, and we don't want to be a sluggard, and we don't want to be, you know, the wicked or the cruel, things of this nature. So, Lord, that we pray that the word would shape us, Lord. The word would have its, you send your word, and it comes back to you, and it accomplishes that which you said it forward to do, and we pray that it would accomplish that in our hearts. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Grace and peace.